Genesis chapter 2, verse number 7 and 8. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. Praise the Lord. We are considering the cost of disloyalty. Part one. The cost of disloyalty. Part one. Please take your seat. For starters, let's say that loyalty is important because you owe your life to someone greater than yourself. And when we want to speak about loyalty, we want to talk about loyalty in two dimensions. Loyalty to the spirit and loyalty to human beings. The issue has come under a lot of contestations because many disloyal people and independent-minded people, though they drive energies of loyalty to themselves, they do not want to position themselves in any way to dispense the same energy of loyalty to whom it is due. I'm saying that for the many people that you hear in your space talking about loyalty being human worship and all of that, they actually demand loyalty from people, but do not want to give loyalty. And I am here speaking to you about loyalty to God and loyalty to everyone that is due in your life that you must offer loyalty to. And the first point I made is the fact that because you owe your life to someone, you must be loyal. Please tell somebody, because you owe your life to someone, you must be loyal. Why do I say so? The Bible said, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground. We know that until this time, the dust of the ground was not as useful until God elevated the dust. So question I want to ask you is, how useful were you before you became conscious of who you are? How useful? If you start raising a child from the day the child is born to when the child maybe becomes a teenager and a young adult, and you want to ask yourself, how useful is a day-old child to himself, to his environment, until someone nurtured that child to become who they are as an adult? How useful is a child? A child is not that useful, even to himself or herself, until the nurturing hands of the nurturers, the carers. Are you here with me? That's how man was. Dust. No definition. God decided that he wanted to create something out of the dust of the ground. And he breathed his breath into the nostrils of man, the breath of life. And man became a living soul. Became. So, you and I are nothing until we were made to become something. That's a hard truth. Nothing at all until somebody took you to school. Someone took you to learn apprenticeship. Nothing at all. Left to you alone, you will be dust. Without meaning, without usage. But God formed man out of the dust and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. The life that the dust received was still not for the dust. It was still for a God who decided to make an investment, make a deposit into the dust he had formed as man. And that man became Please tell somebody you became. You were not born like that. You just became. Someone made you to become. Please, can you tell somebody someone made you to become? So when we are talking about loyalty, and because of that, and the Lord, the Bible said in verse 8, and the Lord planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. So even your location was a determination of a superior being. And forever in this life, your location will be the determination of people that God will put over you. Your location. Whatever you think you are, your location will always, yes, be the determination of human beings and God working together. There are people who don't understand or do not want to understand the issue of loyalty because they believe that they are self-made. That mindset is the reason why your life will enter into colossiousness. It's a Greek word you have to understand. The self-made mentality. I am who I am because I made myself. It's the reason why you don't think there is a need for loyalty. There are people in this life who say they are atheists because they believe they are self-made. There is no existence of God on their radar. They made themselves. Hey. Every human being here must have a sense of loyalty to God and a sense of loyalty to man. The Bible said, give honor to whom honor is due. Praise the Lord. So, and it's not only the Bible that says that. Every faith on the face of the earth recognizes that honor should be given to whom honor is due, including the faith of the devil. I told you I was in a celebrity wedding recently, and they were drinking. The boys were drinking. When a man just entered there, all the boys stopped drinking and started giving honor to the occultic headship that entered there. Even the faith of the devil, the worship of the devil, recognizes that you must give honor to whom honor is due. And most of the time, it's easier for us to be loyal to God and not to be loyal to men. But we have to understand the will of God, that the men in our lives, the women in our lives, so I'm going to use men in unisex, okay? The men in our lives are put there by God. Bible says that all authority is established by God. So God decided to establish certain authorities in your life. So in ranking your loyalty hierarchy, you possibly have to look at loyalty to God. Are you here? Loyalty to church, if you are a Christian. Loyalty to pastor. Why? Because loyalty to church, because when God gave birth to you, his family is a church. And he wants you to belong to church. First, pastor will come, pastor will go. Father come, father go, but church will be there. He said, I will build my church. Your loyalty to church. Somebody should not be able to pluck you out of where God has put you. Are you here at all? That's why you see some people, they were born in Methodist, they have grown in Methodist, and they are there. No matter what is happening there, there are politics there, there are things, they are not happy there, but they are still there. They are in Catholic, they are shooting them down, but they are still there. Their funeral came, people didn't attend, but they didn't leave Catholic. Are you here at all? They are married, the church didn't attend, but they didn't still live there. Are you with me here? Why? Because they understand what is called ordained garden. They understand the implications for location. They understand that you can't just, as a plant, be taking yourself out of the soil. Today I'm in loamy soil. Tomorrow I'm in sandy soil. The next day I'm in clay soil. Hey, what kind of plant are you? So God first, second church, third will be your priest. Why? Because the Bible says that they have watch over your souls. And they are going to, the priest, the shepherd God has given you, is going to give account for your soul before God. So it's important that you become loyal to that priest as well. Loyalty to parents. Praise the Lord. Loyalty to what? Parent. Loyalty to the state. Loyalty to your spouse. You have to be loyal. I'm saying that anybody who questions loyalty, we have to reduce it to the micro level, where we want to find out whether it is important to be loyal to your spouse. If you can answer that question, then there is no argument about any level of loyalty. Because some people would challenge loyalty to God, challenge loyalty to church, loyalty to pastor, loyalty to parent, loyalty to state, until you bring it to loyalty to spouse. Because they believe that the person they are in a relationship with must be loyal. But every other relationship, they should bogus loyalty. Because of the selfishness of the carnal nature. Carnal. Disloyalty is the highest form of carnality any man can express. You believe that the boys and girls who are working with you must be loyal in your provision shop. That they shouldn't steal. They should just take their salary and allowances and be okay. They shouldn't steal. They shouldn't pilfer. But when it comes to church, you say it's human worship. Look at somebody say, "Adeba asemu kreni." One of the reasons why people don't want to be loyal is because of the pride of thinking they are self-made. But you are the making of your parents. Every week you are here, I'm preaching. You are the making of your pastor. Jesus said, "Follow me and I will make you." And Jesus was the great shepherd to the disciples. He made them. There are things you have stopped doing because you heard the preaching. And there are things you have started doing because you heard the preaching. Some of you would have been licking sperms this very morning on the church seat. But for the fact that you have been hearing me preach, it's the reason why you are not coming from sleeping with somebody's husband last night. And this morning they would have given you a shot that may not have entered very well. So as you are on the chair, you'll be defiling the chair that other people will come and sit on. But that you have been hearing me preach that godliness with contentment is a great gain. It's the reason why you are not producing it this morning. When the devil wants to destroy you, he will take your loyalty out. Satan was reduced to what he is because of disloyalty. He and God were fine until disloyalty entered into his heart. And for, you see, nobody was born with loyalty. And nobody grows automatically being loyal. You have to be taught to be loyal. Praise the Lord. You want to see a classical example of teaching people to be loyal, look at the military people. People go into the military, all they think is that I have the energy to become a soldier. They go and find out that the training is beyond brute force. It's first of all a mental training to be loyal to the state. How do they achieve that? You have to be loyal to your line leader, your commander, like at the least level all the way to the top. For many of them, they've never met the general before. But they are already loyal to the badges, to the stars on the shoulders. And they've never met them before. Some soldiers will never meet some officers. But they have been taught to be loyal. Are you here? Your relationship with any human being or spirit being is useless until you are loyal. There is no asset, there is no capital in the relationship until you come to the place of loyalty. Any place, any person you are relating with, Until you understand the issue of loyalty, you are not useful. Because it's just a matter of time. You are going to betray them. You are going to sell them out. You are going to kill them. And you will think that it's fish in water. For some people, being disloyal is just fish in water. Like when you meet a guy who is a Casanova in heart. Sleeping with you and going to sleep with someone else is like fish in water. He doesn't understand anything called fidelity. Yeah. Until they meet someone who tells them that, look, it's not cool to be sleeping around. And they sit them down and make them become stable. Disloyalty is also a highest measurement of your instability. That you are not loyal simply means you are unstable. Because all loyal people are stable people. Hey. Why do I say so? God told Adam, I think in verse 13 or so of that chapter 2, verse 11. Verse 11 or verse 13 of that Genesis chapter 2. It says that Adam named everything. And the Lord now told him, he says that, boy, oh boy, everything here is under your control. But there is something I don't want you to touch. Praise the Lord. There's something I don't want you to touch. If you touch it, there's going to be a problem. Don't touch it. Verse 16. And the Lord commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat. Freely. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. That's 16 and 17. So you see the instability of Adam. Every tree, you have access to it. This one, Pedia, don't touch it. Then instead of him being stable to that instruction, he decided to flip-flop. He entered into zone that he was not supposed to enter into. That is why anytime you begin to show disloyalty, you are showing that you are unstable. Unstable people are disloyal people. And disloyal people are unstable. When you see anybody who is disloyal, and you are in any important relationship with that person, run for your life. Because it's just a matter of time. They will bring that double dose of disloyalty on you. Yes. Unstable. Today they are with you. But tomorrow they will touch what they are not supposed to touch. That's why you can have a disloyal friend and after a while you go after your spouse. You go after your business. Are you here? Am I preaching? Some people entertain disloyal people as if you have the anointing, an antidote, an immunity, and insulation not to be harmed. Even Jesus was damaged by disloyal Judas. Even Jesus. Except you are stronger and better than Jesus. You can continue to contain disloyal people. But by all means, the mutiny will start. And when it starts, it's just a matter of time. You have not seen disloyalty. If somebody is showing disloyalty to your pastor and they are in your home, be scared. Because after a while, they will divide you and your spouse. They will just, by the time you know, the two of you, there is... And you will not know what happened there. And you might never confront it because disloyal people don't always reveal themselves. So you are there. No, this one is making you knock your head to this one and you are knocking about. You will, if disloyal people will always make you protect their interest. Don't tell him that I told you, but I love you. That's what I'm telling you. Don't tell pastor. You tell pastor, pastor will be angry. But it's damaging you. Damaging you. I told you. The serpent made Adam and Eve disloyal. When God threw them out of the garden, the serpent was still in the garden. He was never thrown out. Are you here? Most disloyal people will make you lose where you are. But the same place they will tell you that is not good, they will be there. They will be there with their children. They will be there with their spouse because they know that the garden is good. Yes. Most of the time when people are nurturing you to be disloyal, they see that there is a level of foolishness and carnality in you. See, for somebody to start pushing poison of disloyalty to you, he has seen that you are foolish in the first place. He has seen the seed there. And he comes to nurture it because when he said, what do you Juma? What do you he said, there is stupidiatis inside your genes. So he comes to put fuel there so that you will set yourself on fire. Gives you fuel and matches and says that me ko party aba me banana wo de ho to gem. See that the carnality is there. And it doesn't matter your level of education. If you can't deal with the issue of carnality and ego, emotions, and itchy ear, any foolish person can manipulate you. Itchy ear. You see that the serpent came and started building conversation. Did God say? And then the woman was happy to listen. And Adam too. Yeah. And by the time the serpent finished having conversation with them, we don't know how long. They went and touched the fruit that God said they shouldn't touch. I'm telling you. There are some people when they start coming around your spouse or your children, you have to block them from coming there. You have to block them. The serpent is coming into the garden. He's getting near your wife. You have to look. It has to be very clear. It has to be clear that I know that, you see, no disrespect, but I know that these are your abilities. That anywhere you go, you set the place on fire. Don't be hiding around disloyal people. Don't be diplomatic around disloyal. Jesus told Judas, whilst they were sitting on the table eating, that I know that this is what you want to go and do. I'm pointing to you that I know. So go and do it quickly. There's no hiding. When you accommodate, tolerate, when you diplomatically handle disloyal people, they destroy you. Yes, they will destroy you with soft touch. I say, Kwasia, no. Maybe Kuno. Yes, with just one touch. And normally, they never sell you with value. Because for anybody who is disloyal that you accommodate, the mere fact that you accommodated them is a sign of your stupidity. And a sign that you yourself, you are a person without worth, a person without value, a person without character, a person without dignity, integrity, a person without spiritual. What am I even saying? How much did Judas sell Jesus for? How much? 30 pieces of silver. Less than the price of a common slave. Yes, that's how disloyal people always have a way of devaluing your value. And so when you allow them there, the more you allow them there, you will be depreciating like the Ghana city. Your value will be depreciating. And the depreciation starts from their own eyes. You will think that they are telling you something that makes you powerful or blah, blah, blah. By the time you know the respect they had for you before coming to you, once you give them a listening ear, the respect starts dropping. Oh, this person that I'm lying to, he's foolish. He's listening to me. You see that your respect moves from 8 to 7. After a while, that ear you are giving them makes them drop the respect for you. And they will first bite you before you even prepare to bite. That's what the Bible says, cast not your pearl before swine. Because first of all, they will trample upon it. And after that, they are done. They will now come and damage you. They will damage you. I don't know anybody whose home has become a center for discussing disloyal issues that home has ever stood. That you and your spouse, all the we are in this church, and things will happen in this church. But you are here and somebody is offended, and your home is the table for that discussion of all their offenses. For all the offended people, all their offenses. Oh, after a while, no, a spirit will tabernacle in your home. That by the time you know, some small flower your husband didn't buy for you, no, you will be offended and you will not even know why you are offended, because now your home is a table of offense. Right now, today, Bible says that flee from the devil. Flee. There are some people, when you see them, you have to what? Even though Judas is dead, if you meet him anywhere, still run for your life. That serpent in the garden, you meet him anywhere, still run for your life. Now, before we go into the cost, I'm just trying to let you also have a perspective about how disloyal people you accommodate see you. That you can allow a certain conversation to go on. You see, the Eve and Adam, they allowed the serpent to have a certain conversation from one level to another level, and they didn't stop the serpent. A certain conversation. The influence of disloyalty is built on the platform of conversation. Anyone who is disloyal, they will never have influence until they have a listening ear. Serpent was already bad. But until they gave him a listening ear in the garden, the Bible even never mentioned him in the garden. There are some people, they will never be in the picture until somebody listens to them. And by the time you know, I'm sure serpent himself wanted to eat the fruit. But maybe he couldn't climb the tree. So he now found Adam and Eve. He said, go and eat the fruit that I want to eat, that I'm unable to eat. That's why you see that you are in the church and you start fighting the battles of some people for them. You'll be fighting them. Oh, that's why I've stopped preaching loyalty issues. So, because when I'm preaching, I feel like myself, I'm on fire. When I'm preaching it, you, by the time you know, you are fighting the battle that the person wants to fight, but cannot fight. They can just transfer, like do Momo battle to you. Battle the Momo. And you will take it on and start fighting everywhere. All of us, we don't know what is doing you, but somebody would have set you on fire. And by the time you know, you see people and you are giving them attitude. You see people and your mind for them is different. You see people and your posture towards them is different. You see people and you want to kill them, even though the blood of Jesus has bought them. Because somebody has transferred their anger, disloyalty. They want to eat the fruit, they can't. They make you go and eat it. So we see that you are a very wicked person, but we don't know that your sponsor is there. There are many disloyal people right now. If they will cut themselves from whoever is sponsoring them, they will do well. Adam can do well if he's not listening to the serpent. Eve can do well if he's not listening to the serpent. Please tell somebody that there are some people, when you stop listening to them, you start doing well. Tell them you'll be anointed beer. You'll be anointed beer if you start listening to some people. Yes. You'll be anointed if you stop listening to some people. There are some people, they will change your nomenclature. When you start listening to, you see, I'll be using some words here. You think I'm a foolish person, but I know I went to a good school. I'm saying that Adam had the nature of God. until he started listening to the serpent. Then he had the nature of sin. He had the nature of the serpent. And he went out of the garden with that nature. His whole nomenclature changed. What's the meaning of nomenclature? You will see that you will not be yourself again once you start consuming from certain people. You can be serving under a pastor, and as far as heaven is concerned, you were useless Judas. Even though you are serving under the pastor. Don't be deceived that any of these pastors here, I give them microphone to go and stand there. It is nothing. Some of them, Judas is coaching them. Oh, yes. If Jesus had a Judas in his team, I must have a Judas in my team. And I'm not stupid to think that there is no Judas in my team. I'm saying that these people sitting here, one of them is a devil. That's what, did I say it? It's in the Bible. And I'm praying that you are not a devil. Who is the devil here? You think that everyone sitting on the table with Jesus loves Jesus. They are eating his food, but they have gone to sell him already. Yeah. He's saying, Reverend, Reverend, Daddy, Daddy, Daddy. My daddy, my daddy, my daddy, my daddy. But it's a devil. It's a devil. April is a month for loyalty. We cast the devil out of anybody keeping that devil. At least the Bible makes us know that devils can be cast out. So I'm preaching this message. Because some of you, devil of disloyalty is inside you. And this preaching will cast it out. Say, God, I allow myself. I avail myself. Deliver me from the devil of disloyalty. Deliver me. Deliver me. So, as you see the issue of disloyalty, don't trivialize it. Because it will change you and make you function in a space that you have originally not been created to function. Adam was cast out of the garden. We'll go into that in the subsequent weeks. So many people have lost their place. Just because they listened to someone, a voice that was different from the voice they were supposed to listen to. For many of us here, if we had listened to our wives, listened to our husbands, listened to our pastor. Media, what even shocks me is the fact that you have your own shepherd and you are interested in handling yourself around your shepherd by the mind of another shepherd. Amy, yeah. Amy, one more beer. Recently, I was handling an issue with someone, and she had a different perspective. I had a different perspective, and I found out that her different perspective came from a pastor that I introduced to her. So that even this pastor said that. I said, wow. Nice. And so that is how we have gone and we are coming back to what I said from the beginning. That because, you see, when a different shepherd sees another shepherd's sheep, he can say, what a beautiful sheep. But me, that is the primary shepherd. I know the problems with that sheep. I know this sheep is only beautiful for 5 minutes. And I have paraded the sheep before you for 5 minutes, and you see all the beauty. I know that they don't have what it takes to stay beautiful past 5 minutes. That from the 6th minute, you will see that this white sheep you see will become brown. Because of the number to form were happier. And look, in that their original self, there is nothing attractive in them for you to go for. It's just a deception. Sometimes when some people, some pastors can come and say, oh, give me flora. If I have flora in my church, or if I have tansy in my church, me rie. We say, now, when me care wa hum? Like, do you know the cost implication? When me do I may? And about some cranny. And you find out that from the moment the serpent started talking to the couple in the garden, their relationship with God became some way. It's like, no, moon to me, bow, moon, yeah, yamikra, bow, moon, and it cuts on my shan star be. Well, no. Knowledgeable as you. Oh, that thy selfish God. He said, wouldn't himself person in Kuminyanya me? Wouldn't say, dear way, yes, you're real, you better say, wa auntie. Would you see a yaqua way or pay us some obey each day? Yeah, I know. The beginning of disloyalty is always like a new revelation to you. It's like you have caught a very powerful revelation. It's like it's something that will just activate your canality somewhere. Hey. It's too powerful. Yeah. So by the time you realize, you see that you start withdrawing from your shepherd. God was a shepherd in the garden. Adam started going behind trees. Yeah. When in a kasakra, I won't say, when a pastor kasabat, you have put some bulletproof there and you are speaking through the microphone to pastor. So as we are talking, you know, your heart is far away from whatever you are saying. But you are with me here. They were still in the garden. Ask somebody, are you relating to pastor and this church with some bulletproof in front of you? Ask somebody, when you came into the church anew, the attitude you had, the privilege you had for God bringing you here, ask them, is it the same thing you feel right now? Or now, no, you have become a politician with a bulletproof in front of you. Look at a person and say, hey. So what the thing sending to me my who ye? So and your disloyalty is starting. Yeah. Before when you saw pastor, who you're sharing pastor on social media. That's my pastor right there. That's my pastor right there. You even have a language. You have a laugher. Laugh at everybody. That's my pastor. It's my pastor. Meanwhile, we say pastor. He said, that's my pastor, right? And that's my shepherd. They said, you just be in the face of everybody after a while. He said, that church. That supposed man of God. Oh, God. I wish I can preach this message, but the time will not allow me. After a while, you have that bulletproof there. Me who are sorry about and sat down and suffer when I say, yeah, where you pa be one? Where you be my be one? Hey, Charlie, who's ready? Some of you may not do it physically, but you are doing it virtually. Tell somebody whether you like it or not. This Francis Obin standing before you is the pastor God has chosen for you. Jump, land, jump, land, jump, land. This is what God has chosen. You better change. I am also learning to be loyal to people and to change. I'm changing a lot. Yesterday, I was telling Pastor Robert that there's a member in the church. I told Pastor Robert, he told me so. I said, I don't like that member. I don't like her. I told her about 7 reasons why I don't like that member. Yes. But since he's saying that we should do what he's saying, I'm going to tell God to help me repent and shift my position, because some people, I can pastor them and I don't need to love them. They are bad, bad. But I'm learning to be loyal because Jesus was so loyal to Judas. Perhaps we'll be able to change some Judases. Yes. Bad. Hey. It's too powerful. I think we need to drop the message here. Let's rise. It's 10 minutes to 9 o'clock. Second service people will be coming. Please rise. We didn't enter the cost. But I think it is cost enough to know that when you are entertaining a disloyal person, he sees that your brain is small. That evaluation of valuation is enough cost. You like the message? It's too powerful. Ask somebody, are you stable? Do you know that there are some members I'm pastoring? I've never had a concern that one day we wake up and they are not here. I can tell you a lot of them. And you too, I can tell you what my concerns are. Because there are some of you have to prove me otherwise. Because you are not a bad person, but you have already shown me that I don't have a future with you. Yeah. You see, the thing is that you can hurt me and I don't have a choice than to take it and grow with you. But when I hurt you, you now you know that you won't be available. Yeah, because you don't think that as you have a right to misbehave to me, you know, me too, I have a right to misbehave to you. You don't think. So you, the any time you misbehave, I say, oh, let's call pastor. Pastor will come and clean your misbehavior all the time. It's like me, you know, I'm a janitor for your misbehavior. But when something small doesn't go, maybe it's not even, you say, oh, leadership took this decision. Why did it? But you, some of you, you need to prove to me again that what I have in my head, you know, must change. My pastor used to tell me, he said that, Francis, you need to prove yourself to me. Yes. The Bible even says concerning our ministry, he says that to make a full proof of your ministry, you need to prove. There are some things you need to prove. Every one of you need to prove. You need to prove. Hey. When you are beginning to be disloyal, you'll be looking for issues. You'll be fishing. Fishing. But I pray that we will love ourselves and we will treat ourselves well. Tell somebody, are you one of those people who must prove yourself to leadership again? You are not asking people. Ask. It's a friendly match. Ask people, are you one of those people? Are you one of those people? Okay. I want us to pray one simple prayer. Look, if you are in a relationship, love relationship with someone who is not loyal, your future is not secure. If you are in a business relationship with someone who is not loyal, your future is not secure. My senior brother, he used to work, he holds clutches. He used to work with one guy who used to carry his provisions when he closes his shop to a particular location. Guy was behaving like, the guy was called Wabu. One time, when they have sold so much, one night, I think it's a festival in Cape Coast, they sold almost all the goods they had. And the monies were so much, so my brother said they should carry the small ones that are left to wherever they used to store, and that the money is too much, so they should carry it, and then the next day, they will count. The next day, Wabu was like a ghost. He disappeared. That's how my brother left Cape Coast to Accra. Because all the supermarket he used to collect goods from, they started chasing him. He was working with a disloyal person he didn't know. He ran for his life. He has been in this Accra since. Yeah, that's what he means. When you keep a Jonah in your ship, you lose your goods. You think climate change is after you. It's not climate change. There's a human being there inviting that wind and storm in your life. It's not climate change. It's a human being there. It's the reason why the ship is suffering. And people are throwing away their virtuals, their goods into the sea. When disloyalty is in a space, there will just be losses. There will be what? Ask somebody, are you a loss? Because as far as I'm concerned, Jonah himself was the biggest loss in that ship. Yes. Ask somebody, are you a loss in this church? In any relationship you find yourself, are you the loss there? Or you are the value there? Hey! Please hold the hand of somebody. Today we are going to pray. We are going to pray that this fine person you are holding their hands. Look at the person and say, you are fine, you fine, you fine. Tell them I'm praying for you that your fineness will not be plus disloyalty. It will only be with loyalty. Brother, I want you to pray from your heart, pray for the person by your side that, Father, whatever temptations of disloyalty that my brother, my sister has not seen, any conversation, any voice around this wonderful person that is changing their nature, nomenclature, their personality to become a betrayer, a traitor in whatever you have called them to do. Father, reveal to them. Reveal to them. Open your mouth and pray. Reveal to them and give them the strength and the power to deal with it in the mighty name of Jesus. Reveal to them what they have not seen and give them the power to be able to deal with it. In the mighty name of Jesus. Reveal to them any tendencies of disloyalty by a third party or whatever has entered them, making them function in a disloyal way. Reveal to them and help them to correct it. 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 Resope resose itala bahata adula pahasia and telemelegesoso. Pray, finally, any offense that is making somebody disloyal, not have dedication, non-committal, Father, help them to overcome the offense. Help them to overcome the emotional disorder, the emotional offense. Help them to overcome. Pray, pray to God. Pray to God. Pray to God. Recosi parizo intaclafarose estekelepehese. Pray, wherever you are, pray, Father, help them to overcome. Shantondi libikazo eteli klefiso estarus preria etula kalefaruse estata lavahava azakatata lavaha esuta lavaha antola klefese esitalia paha. Now please leave the hand of the person and raise your hand and pray. Say, Father, I will not be the Judas in this house. Any Judas spirit trying to employ me, recruit me, Father, deliver me from the spirit of disloyalty. Can you pray for yourself right now? Pray for yourself. I will not be the Judas in any relationship. I will not be the Judas in this house. I will not be the Judas in my workplace. I will not be the Judas in my team. Father, help me. Marason tele mahadosa. Ese tele behese. Ikuta la mahando sede. Ekunda le verso. Shonkali parusa. Intala gira verse. Etula brerige leso. Este keriso. Estala bahase. Kedeliko sipre. Etula glegviso. Etalu sapaya. I refuse to be the Judas.
I will not be the Judas. In the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for the spirit of stability. Everybody, come on. Pray for the spirit of stability. I will not be unstable. I will be stable. I pray for the spirit of loyalty to be stable in my appointed place. I will be stable. I want to be stable. Make me stable. Lekuta perazia. In this house, make me stable. Let me last. Let me last. Let me last. I will last. Prophesy, I will last. Prophesy. Say with your mouth. Say, I will last. Say, I receive stability to stay in the presence of the Lord, in the house of the Lord. Say, I'll be useful in the keeper's house. I'll be useful in the kingdom of God. Say, I will last. I will last in the presence of the Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Can you clap your hands and give the Lord praise?